Tennessee wins this one 62-51 on a cold shooting afternoon here in South Bend, Indiana. We're joined now by our Lady Vol player of the game, Alexis Hornbuckle. 6 of 11 from the floor, 2 of 3 from three-point land, 1 of 2 from the line, had 8 rebounds, 15 points, 4 assists, 5 steals, and played 30 minutes. Got into a little bit of foul trouble, or probably you'd have played more than 30 minutes. Alexis joins us courtside. Pretty good outing, and it looked like from the very beginning, it looked like you just kind of had that feeling it was going to be a good day for you.
I did. As soon as we stepped foot on the court, just the atmosphere, it was packed in the stands, and we had a lot of Tennessee support down here, and it just gets you, an environment like this just makes you want to play that much better.
Did you all have a feeling that they were going to face guard Sean all afternoon?
We did. We went through that in practice, and especially our walkthrough, just concentrating on other people knocking down shots and stepping up and fulfilling the roles that we need to score and stay on top to win.
With not shooting the team as a whole, not shooting the basketball well, how do you juggle when to take shots and when to get into the offense and get everybody else involved? How do you make that decision during the course of the game?
Coach always tells us that don't shoot off the first pass. So basically what we do is try to move it around. If it comes back to you the second time around and you're open, you got to take that shot. I mean, it's going to fall. You just got to shoot with confidence.
You know, earlier this week, I know that you all practiced on Monday and worked on that 2-3 zone with pressure. It worked against Temple. It worked in the first half of this game, but it didn't work as well in the second half. Did y'all take the pressure off, or did they just make adjustments at halftime?
We had mental lapses on defense. We weren't communicating the way we should, which allowed for their shooters to get open. I mean, they have Duffy and number 41 that can just knock down shots if you leave them open, and we had mental lapses and mental breakdowns in our defense, and that can't happen against a team like Notre Dame because they'll knock down that shot.
You as a player, would you rather play a man-to-man or a zone? Of course, a matchup zone has a lot of man-to-man.
I was about to say, a matchup zone is a man-to-man, basically. It doesn't matter to me. You just got to get out there and play pressure defense. I mean, I'm usually the one guarding the ball, so I'm kind of like in the man 9 times out of 10. Anyways.
Yeah. Rebounding the basketball. We just heard on the PA system their assistant coach talking about you being such a good rebounding guard. You just watch the ball. Do you anticipate where it comes off the rim?
I try to anticipate. If a shot's taken on the right side, 9 times out of 10, it's going to come off on the left. But basically just kind of waiting and seeing and play the ball in the air. Just get after it. Rebounding has a lot to do with heart and hustle, and I just want the ball once it goes up.
This was a good win, but a tough win, wasn't it? Was it as physical out there as what it looked like it was?
It was physical at times, you know, from certain players from time to time. But, I mean, our team pulled it together and came together through adversity. So, you know, you can't complain.
All right, Lex, good outing today.
Thank you, Mickey.
All right, Alexis Hornbuckle, our Lady Vol player of the game, finished with 15 points. And 8 rebounds, shot 6 of 11 from the floor, and was the only Lady Vol besides Nikki Anasicki's 1 of 2 that shot 50% or better this afternoon here in the Joyce Center. Tennessee wins it by the final of 62-51.